It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local side. Girls basketball from Thursday in our broadcast game. The North County Lady Raiders come from behind and beat Arcadia Valley. The Lady Tigers 44-42, outscoring AV 15-7 in the fourth quarter. The game was ultimately back and forth. Arcadia Valley had a run in the third quarter where they went up by 8 and 9, their largest leads of the game. But North County fought back due in large part to the play of Allie Scott, who finished with 17 points and 15 rebounds. Emma Roper added 7 and Reagan Pierce had 6 as the Lady Raiders improved to 3-0 after the win. Their head coach, Matt Bradley, was proud of his team's effort.
I was super happy with our defense. I thought we really sat down on defense and guarded the heck out of them the second half. We had I don't know how many turnovers, but we turned it over a ton, I felt like. And I felt like once we got into offense, we were pretty good and fairly efficient. It's just we didn't get enough shots up because we were too busy throwing it to them a lot.
Arcadia Valley had possession down 4 with under a minute to go and lacked urgency. Didn't get a shot away until about 18 seconds left, and a shot that missed. North County came down, hit a free throw, and it was a Hail Mary half-court heave from Braylon Turnbow for the win. That missed as Arcadia Valley falls by 2. Their head coach, Ricky Turnbow, was frustrated in the lack of urgency.
We talked about the first time out what we wanted to do, and it was very simple. And then we got out there and just didn't do it. And clock's running down, and we're not even moving. And it was definitely frustrating. And, yeah, just a sense of urgency. Ultimately, I don't know, just have to go back and watch the film, but just didn't feel like it was completely there all night.
Again, North County gets the win 44-42, and they are 3-0. Arcadia Valley falls to 2-1. They're back in action today. Elsewhere in girls basketball in the Fredericktown shootout, Central beat Perryville 44-37, Hillsboro over Fredericktown 53-41, and in the 11th Fountain City Classic, 5th place semifinal, 6th seed Pacific beat 7th seed St. Genevieve 48-18. On the boys' side, 36th annual Valley Caledonia Tournament semifinals, top seed Bunker beat 5-seed Kingston 90-30, and 2-seed West County over 3-seed Valley Caledonia 55-32. And 5th place semifinals, 8-seed St. Paul upsets 4-seed Bismarck 68-67, and 6-seed Marquand beat 7-seed Bourbon 80-37. In the 11th Fountain City Classic pool play, Sykeston over St. Genevieve 78-48. Farmington beat Rockwood Summit in the Farmington Invitational 51-46. And in the Crystal City Tournament 5th place semifinal, Central over Crystal City 65-52. At Mineral Area College men's basketball, the number 19 Cardinals fall to number 14 Howard 80-52. Coming up today on the local side, it's more boys basketball. The North County Raiders are beginning their season on the road at Hillsboro tonight. And the Arcadia Valley boys and girls have a girls and boys doubleheader at Delta. Other boys games, Farmington plays Jackson to wrap up the Farmington Invitational. And the FCNB Bankit Championship, top seed Potosi, plays 2-seed St. James. In girls basketball, Fountain City Classic semifinal, 2-seed Potosi matches up with 3-seed Sullivan. And in the 7th place game of that tournament tonight, 7-seed St. Jean gets 8-seed Northwest. In Valley Caledonia tournament semis, top seed West County will face 4-seed Valley Catholic. 2-seed Bismarck matches up with 3-seed South Iron. And in 5th place semifinals, Kingston will face Lesterville and Bourbon gets Valley Caledonia. And MAC men's basketball today, the Howard Classic, number 19 Cardinals play number 3 Midland Community College. At HL, the St. Louis Blues were back in action on Thursday, beginning a road trip. Here's Alex Ferrario in the Blues Radio Network.
Last night, the Blues kicked off a 3-game road trip that started off in Boston. And Boston got the scoring started 6.5 in as Alex Steeves scored for the Bruins. 5 minutes later, Morgan Geeky would score to put the Bruins up by 2. Early in the second period, Pavel Buchnevich would score his 4th of the season to bring the Blues back within 1, but then 3 unanswered goals by Boston in a matter of 13.5 minutes. Arvidsson and Zacha twice, one on the power play, put Boston up 5-1. Then in the third, Pugh Suter would get one back, but not enough for the Blues as they put 39 shots on goal and lose 5-2. They suffer their 12th regulation loss of the season. Next up, they'll be back at it on Saturday against Ottawa. 6 o'clock puck drop, 5:30 pregame skate on the St. Louis Blues Radio Network.
Blues head coach Jim Montgomery, what does he think his team has to do in order to play with more of a sense of urgency?
I don't have to look at the film to have a better answer for you. But I know it starts with, from within. from everybody.
The Blues are back in action Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, it's the Ottawa Senators on B104.3. Then Sunday, the Montreal Canadiens. Coverage on Saturday begins at 5:30 with puck drop at 6 o'clock. At NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs play Sunday night against the Houston Texans. We have coverage for you on KFMO at 6 and kickoff at 7:20. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes, what do the Chiefs need to do in order to make a push for the playoffs, the final five games of the season?
More than anything, we just got to execute at a higher level, and I thought we've done a lot of good things, but at the same time, we've made a lot of mistakes that we haven't been able to overcome, and so we got to be better in those bigger moments, not make those mistakes. And at the end of the day, go prove it. You got to prove it on game day, and that's something that I believe we can do.
Creed Humphrey says he believes the Chiefs are not a long way from being an elite team.
Feels really close. It feels, you know, just a couple plays here and there each game, and things would be different. So for us, it's just making sure we're coming in with the right mindset every day, doing everything, you know, one meeting at a time, one walkthrough at a time, one practice at a time, making sure we're getting everything we can out of each day and improving each day. And so we do that, you know, we're going to like what we're going to be doing.
The Chiefs and Texans Sunday at 6 on KFMO, kickoff at 7:20. And NCAA men's basketball, the Missouri Tigers play number 21 Kansas on Sunday at noon. St. Louis University plays Sunday at 2 against Central Michigan. Head coach Josh Schertz, how does he view the Billikens' rather high number of turnovers compared to their ability to score a lot of points?
We're going to play fast. There's some trade-off, the amount of guys who handle the ball, and you'll take 24 assists to 18 turnovers. We were positive all three games in assist-to-turnover ratio on this trip, you know, which we haven't been. But there's no question that there's areas for us to go back in and be better in. We're a long way away from, you know, what we're capable of being.
SLU in Central Michigan, Sunday at 2 at Chaffetz Arena. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.